eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jason Kelsey, as he joins us, Sean, every single Wednesday at this time.
Sponsored by PDQ Signature Systems. If you're in the restaurant, hospitality, or casino business, you need a PDQ POS system. With PDQ POS, you'll sell more, earn more, and work less. If you want the best, trust PDQ POS. Visit PDQPOS.com.
Well, 10-3 is obviously a superb record, but the last 2 weeks, far from it. Far from superb, as the Eagles really got crushed in Dallas on Sunday night. And for more on that and moving forward, Mr. Jason Kelsey. How you doing, Jason?
Joe, yes. Been better.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I can imagine that. You know, Jason, one of the things we're all trying to figure out is to what degree, you know, we should all be concerned after what we saw 2 weeks in a row. What is your level of concern? 10-3 is great, but losing the way you did twice is not great. What's your level of concern after Sunday night?
Yeah, I mean, you know, these weren't competitive games, right? And, you know, that's concerning. There's no question about it. But I think for us, I think we can correct a lot of things. You know, I still, you know, I said this last week and I still feel this way. I still think that we have great players on both sides of the ball. I still feel like we have great coaches and that we can all do a much better job collectively. You know, offensively speaking, you know, we're in the red zone a lot this last game, and we continually come away with field goals and turnovers. And, you know, we got to get that portion especially fixed. And, you know, I think it's frustrating. It's really, really frustrating. But I think that's going to make everybody just work that much harder and focus that much more to get this thing corrected.
Jason, let's talk about your voice in this process with regard to, you know, correcting things, improving things, whatever terms you want to apply. Do you, if you sense that the type of plays being run are not optimal, do you talk to the coaches and say, let's consider B instead of A?
I do, and that's regardless of whether we win or lose. I'm always, you know, I'm in a position where I'm always talking to the coaches, especially, you know, Jess Stalin and I have been together for a long time. So there's always a continual dialogue about, you know, things that I either don't like or don't think will work well, or things that I really like. But, you know, that's kind of the natural process of game planning for each and every week. And I think that that's the way it always is. Yeah, I don't think that's any different than any other point in my career. I think as you get older, your voice gets heard a little bit more. And, you know, I think when you're losing or you're not executing efficiently as either an offensive line or an offense, you talk to the coaches more and you try and figure out why it is that you're struggling. And you try and reach a place of understanding on what the plan is moving forward, because everybody just wants to know what the plan is to get things correct.
Jason, how can the offensive plan improve against blitz pressure?
Yeah, I mean, I think that we can execute. I mean, I thought that we honestly did decent for the most part against some of these pressures last week. We, I thought Jalen, last 2 weeks ago against San Fran was criticized a lot for holding onto the ball. And last week he got the ball out and delivered some really good throws that we just didn't execute on. We can definitely block better. And that's when there's pressure or no pressure. I think, Dallas has a good front, but we can do better. I can do better as an offensive line.
Why haven't we started faster the last couple weeks, Jason?
I've actually put together good drives to start the games the last few weeks. You just haven't finished them in the end zone. Mm. And I think that, when you only come away with 3 points and, the other team scoring touchdowns, it's just not going to be a recipe to keep up pace. We got to do a better job in the red zone. Last week we got in the red zone a lot early, but we either had turnovers or field goals again. And it's just not going to be a recipe to win games.
What do you need to do to run the ball more efficiently and effectively?
Yeah, again, I think last week it felt like we were doing a decent job of running the ball. It wasn't like eye-openingly great, but, mm-hmm. We were moving the ball pretty effectively. The game before against San Fran wasn't good, and that was really more down to execution. I think if you watch the tape, a lot of those runs, it's like one guy here, one guy there. I brought this up, I think, last week. I don't know if I brought it up on WIP, but, we had a toss crack against San Fran that, if I get that block, that's a huge play. There's a outside zone play where I do my normal pull block and I just don't fit the backer and sustain it. I think it's usually in the run game, I think it's a lot closer than what it may appear, but I think that, we did better this week and we're going to continue to try and just improving and making corrections and working better throughout the game.
We see the somber Jalen, like the all business Jalen all the time. How often do you see a different side of Jalen Hurts that surprises you, Jason?
Yeah, I mean, he can be fired up and certainly, pissed off at times.
We haven't seen like the fired up stuff much lately.
Well, I think that, and I understand that. I think we could all be a little bit more fired up. It's kind of the response you have to have, right? It's frustrating, but, the only way you're going to be able to correct things is to fight and improve that energy. But, I think Jalen has that fire. And it might not look like it. I think a lot of guys express it differently. But I think, one of Jalen's strengths I've always felt, and the reason why I think we're such a resilient team, is because he is just always in this, it might look like it's, I don't know what the word is to describe it, but I think the best word probably described is he's stoic. He's always focused on the task at hand, and he's always ready to go out there, make improvements, deliver the ball. He's so focused on himself and winning and the team. Maybe it doesn't come off, I guess, like the fiery guy on the sideline, which you need those guys. I'm not saying that's not important, but I think that one of Jalen's strengths and the reason we've been so resilient to this year and the reason he's played so well in adverse times is that he weathers that emotional attitude better than most quarterbacks I've played with.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Jason Kelce here with us, as he is every Wednesday at this time. Jason, with just about the same personnel, and it's not exactly the same. Sam Miles not here. Miles Sanders isn't here. But
yeah,
very, very similar last year. And in some spots, mm-hmm. I think even an upgrade. Tell me if you think this statement is accurate, just at a blanket level of basicness, that the Eagles' offense, your offense this year, is struggling to make adjustments to the adjustments defenses have made to you. Do you think that's accurate?
I don't think. I think that you always struggle at times to the adjustment the defenses are making. I mean, last year we went out here and we put an egg up against the Saints late in the year. We played terrible against Washington. I think that we were definitely having games where we blew teams out more and putting up, a high amount of points in certain games. We can definitely do a much better job offensively. I don't know that it's, first of all, necessarily fair to say that just because you have the same players, the team is the same. I've said this before. I think every year teams are different. Players are not the same. It's always going to – this isn't like a mathematical formula, A plus B equals C, right? Like it's not the way players operate. It's not the way teams operate. And I think that, the league in general on defense has done better this year. Defenses have given offenses, for the most part, they're just playing better football across.
Yeah. It's not just our offense that's struggling. I mean, other offenses are struggling too.
Yeah, and listen, I'm not trying to make excuses. I'm just laying out what the trend has been. And, we can do a much better job. I think I had someplace else I was going to go with that too. But I think that obviously we have not performed our standard. We haven't, I think that we can do a lot better than we're doing. And, that's part of this process of continually pushing forward and, focusing on trying to get things corrected and moving in the right direction.
Jason, what would you say the mood of the team is this week?
Yeah, I mean, similar to last week, everybody's pissed off, not only pissed off at, the loss, but losing in the way we have. And, now it's going to be even more intensified. Everybody's going to be, whenever you're facing adversity, everyone's senses are heightened, right? You get into this, these states of, everybody's wanting and anxious really to get things corrected and to be shown what and where and how to do things to make that happen. Because nobody likes winning or losing football games. Everybody likes winning football games. And especially with, the standard that we've set for ourselves and, how good everyone on this team thinks that we can be, guys are going to want to get these things corrected. And, there's going to be a lot of energy and there's going to be a lot of, obviously there's already been a lot of discussions that have to be made. And, you come into work and you're going to see and find out a lot about the guys that are, really, really driven and competitive individuals.
Why has Seattle been such a tough place for this Eagles team to win?
I think it's a tough place for anybody to win. They have a great stadium, a tremendous home field advantage. I think, similar to last week, I think they do some good things when teams are on the road. They tie up the snap count. They do things. It's always, whenever you're on the road, you're operating not only in a chaotic environment, but you're doing more visual things because it's harder to vocally communicate. And right. I think that visually, those things can sometimes tip defenses if you're not careful about that stuff. And, I think that, their defensive coaches are phenomenal. Their offensive coaches are great. Their head coach is fantastic. And they have good players. They have really good players. So they've been competitive in most of their games and had some amazing wins. And, this is a team that I don't think anybody in our building is taking lightly. I mean, these guys have played with anybody in the NFL this year.
Jason, good luck to you on Monday night versus the Seahawks, and we look forward to talking to you next week. Thanks, Jason.
All right. Thanks, Joe.
There he is, the Eagles center, Jason Kelce. All right.